Let's begin with the breaking story that could destabilize Central Asia. Pakistani airstrikes yesterday killed 13 people across three Afghan provinces, with the Taliban reporting 11 of the victims were children. This shatters a fragile ceasefire that had held since March after months of open conflict between the two nations.
The timing is particularly concerning, given the broader regional dynamics. Pakistan has repeatedly accused Afghanistan of harboring militants who launch attacks across the border, while the Taliban consistently denies providing sanctuary to these groups. But yesterday's strikes represent a significant escalation that breaks diplomatic agreements negotiated just 3 months ago.
From a strategic standpoint, this puts the United States in an extremely difficult position. We've been trying to maintain some level of engagement with the Taliban government while supporting Pakistan as a key ally in counterterrorism efforts. Now we're watching two countries where we have vital interests engaging in cross-border strikes that killed civilians, including children.
The implications extend far beyond the immediate region. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed responsibility for a drone strike on the U.S. 5th Fleet in Bahrain, though details remain limited. Meanwhile, Trump is predicting what he calls total victory over Iran within 2 weeks. And Vice President Vance is describing an emerging Iran deal as a home run for the United States.
That's where the economic dimension becomes crucial. These conflicts aren't happening in isolation from market forces. We're seeing fuel price shocks that are already splitting U.S. airlines into clear winners and losers based on their hedging strategies and route structures. When regional conflicts threaten energy supplies, the ripple effects hit American consumers directly.
The Afghanistan-Pakistan border has been a flashpoint for decades, but this escalation comes at a moment when U.S. military leadership is reportedly dealing with internal dysfunction. CNN's investigation into the Pentagon under Defense Secretary Hegseth reveals what officials describe as mass paranoia gripping the department, with distrust of staff fracturing military leadership precisely when coherent policy responses are most needed.
Retired U.S. generals are telling CBS News that Ukraine has the upper hand over Russia, which adds another layer of complexity to our global military commitments. We're simultaneously managing conflicts in Europe, potential escalation in the Middle East, and now renewed violence between two countries where American interests are directly at stake.
The ceasefire that just collapsed was brokered through months of careful diplomatic work involving multiple international partners. Its breakdown suggests that the underlying tensions weren't truly resolved, just temporarily suppressed. Both Pakistan and Afghanistan face enormous internal pressures, with economic challenges, security threats, and political instability creating incentives for leaders to project strength externally.
What makes this particularly dangerous is the precedent it sets for other regional disputes. If negotiated ceasefires can be abandoned with cross-border strikes that kill civilians, including children, it undermines the entire framework of conflict resolution that international organizations have been trying to build in post-withdrawal Afghanistan.
The human cost here cannot be understated. 11 children died in these strikes. These weren't combatants or even adults who might have been caught in crossfire. The Taliban's claim that children were deliberately targeted, if accurate, represents a significant escalation in the types of military action that Pakistan is willing to undertake.